Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Praise God. Welcome to our divine service this morning. So glad that you're connected online. And as we come, let us also connect in spirit and in truth as we worship our Savior and our Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Lloydie Mills to lead us in our praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Eternal Father and our God, we come before you to give you thanks. We come before you another day just so thankful for who you are, so thankful for your provision, so thankful for your protection, so thankful for your guidance. So, Father, I pray that you will visit us today and just make your presence known in our lives. God, give us the faith to believe that you can change anything, change our circumstances, change the difficulties in our lives, oh God. Let your kingdom just come on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to just cultivate your presence in our lives, God. So God, we just want to tell you that we choose to praise you and we want to worship you today. And we choose just not to be overwhelmed, God, but instead we choose to behold your beauty and your greatness. We choose today to say, blessed be your name. We choose to say, blessed be the name of Jesus. You are our victorious God, and we will praise your name and proclaim your glory. Thank you, God, and we ask you, God, to just accept our worship and that it will be acceptable unto you, God. Open our hearts and open our minds to receive all that you have for us today, mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. There is none like you. There is none like you, God. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. So we want to go ahead and give everything over to God this morning and ask him to restore our hearts and to renew our minds. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew the right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me a clean heart, O Lord,
Him this morning. Give your heart over to Him this morning and tell Him to create in you a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within us. Hallelujah. We need you, God.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me love of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. But restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me. Yeah. And renew a right spirit within me.
We give our hearts over to you this morning, God, and we ask you to have your way, that you just create in us clean hearts and renew a contrite and clean spirit within us, God. Take away everything that is not of you, mighty God, and just replace it with more of you, more of your spirit, and more of your presence. We thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name.
We worship you, God. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're other than all. Your presence, Lord.
Sing it with me this morning.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where the heart becomes free, then the shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, that is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. Nothing could enter. not the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free, now my shame is undone. It's your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood the place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, that is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, that is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, your presence, Lord.
We want to experience the glory of your goodness. We want to become more aware of your presence, God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask that you just let it rain inside of us and that you speak to us through your Spirit, God, and give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that we may live our lives for you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. I now hand over the rest of the service to Evangelist Bardawal.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Lloyd Dean. Thank you for those beautiful choruses. As you are reminded that we are in the presence of the Lord and nothing can compare to his presence. And that is why we are here this morning. We have come to be in his presence so that we can be overwhelmed with his presence. The song she sung earlier on, which is a part, is a psalm in the scripture, David wrote, that cast me not away from your presence, dear Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Without the presence of the Lord with us, then our coming together is in vain. It will just be a show. It will just be a program. So I just ask us all this morning to seek the presence of the Lord with us today as we continue in this service. The writer says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so as we have the opening prayer, I'm going to ask each person to pray in your heart, asking God to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And take not his Holy Spirit from us, but that his presence would overwhelm us. And that as we go through this service, we will feel the presence of the Lord, because I think that's why we're online this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. At this time, I'm going to invite our Sister Florette Camber to come and to pray the opening prayer. And as she's praying, whisper a prayer into the Lord to cleanse us and to connect us with his presence. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give God thanks this morning. God is a good God. Amen. God is a good God. We thank God for His Holy Spirit this morning. We pray, God, this morning for the Holy Spirit presence, even right now, as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You are a worthy God. You are worthy to be praised this morning, God. You are so faithful, Lord God, that this morning as we are gathered together on this conference line, we have the privilege of coming together, even though not physically, Lord God. And so we do not take this for granted. We thank you, God, that it is by your Spirit that we are drawn even to fellowship this morning, God. It is not of ourselves, oh God, but it is through your Spirit, and we give you glory. You are the most holy God, and there is none like unto thee. We bless and exalt your name, God. We come in your presence this morning with praises and thanksgiving. We come into your presence, God. We bear, oh God, our praises unto you because you dwell in our praises. You indwell our praises, God. And that is such a comfort to know that our praises are welcoming to your ears. We bless your name, God. We thank you for who you are. And as we come to you in the name of Jesus this morning, God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, that you have given us provision. We have health and strength. Oh, God, you have surrounded us with so much beauty, God. We thank you even for your mercies, oh, God, this day. Thank you, oh, God, that even though physically we may not be up to it all the time, but, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh, God, that we can come together spiritually. We so thank you, God, this morning for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that we have accepted you have this gift of eternal life, oh God. That's such a great promise to wake up to. When we see life, we know that we have life also everlasting. We thank you, God, and we pray that you will forgive us, oh God, this morning for our sins. You will cleanse our heart, God. You will search us, oh God, like David cried out unto you. We know we have sinned in our thoughts and in our actions. We ask you, God, to wash us, oh God, and purge us one more time. Oh, God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. As we come together one more Sunday, we present even this time the head of our churches. We present our pastors, God. We present all the religious leaders, the elders. Lord, those who you have tasked with leading and watching over your people. We pray, oh God, for continual wisdom. We pray for strength, oh God, that they will persevere through these turbulent times. God, we know you are our strength in our weakest moments. We pray, God, you will guide them, Lord God, with concepts, with ideas of how to bring the gospel to the lost in a critical time such as this. Lord, we remember, oh God, the political leaders all over, oh God, this world that you have created us in, Lord God. Those who have gone through an election, those who have election coming up, Lord God, those who don't even have the right to select a leader. Lord, we just present everything in your hands, God. We pray, Father God, because your word says we should pray for the government so that we, the people, can live a peaceable life. May your will be done here on earth, God, as it is in heaven. We pray for those this morning who are sick, who are weary, who are troubled in their spirit, who are feeling lost, Lord God, hopeless because they have no hope. Oh God, we know that there is a balm in Gilead for spiritual healing, physical healing, for comfort. Lord, we know and we thank you that you are the God who heals. You deliver, you set free, you break yoke, you break fetters and bondage. We pray, oh God, that during even these times, you will be our strength. You will help us to keep our minds stayed upon you, God, that we can experience that peace that comes, oh God, that goes far beyond even our understanding. Lord, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, we pray you know. Lord, you know all things. Grant them comfort, God. We pray for the new converts, those who are awaiting baptism all over. God, we pray that they will hold fast to your unchanging hand. We pray, God, that you'll put a hedge of protection around them, God. Keep their minds stayed upon you. Keep them in peace, mighty God. Lord God, we pray even for those who are still wavering back and forth, for those who believe they have no choice, oh God, because of their circumstances. We pray, God, that you send someone with a word for comfort and deliverance in such a time as this. We pray, oh God, that you remember those who continue to serve you faithfully, oh God. Please continue to strengthen them so that they will continue the work that you have assigned them. Lord, remove every stumbling block. Remove hindrances, God. Oh, we come against every Balaam curse this morning. Tear down every stronghold, God, set up in their lives and in their path, God. Bind up strong man this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that they can function unhindered. Lord God, with clarity, without fear, without procrastination, knowing that it is not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit. Lord, we bring before you, Lord God, the one who will bring the word this morning. We pray, God, that they will bring your word undiluted and uncompromised. Give them a fresh anointing. May your word go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit and with clarity that souls will be saved, that lives will be transformed. Lord God, that reflection will take place, that convictions will happen. Oh God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for the remainder of this service. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to take full control, bind every forces of darkness, every plot of the adversary. God, put a mute on the tongue of the adversary this morning. Foil every plan, Lord God, to disrupt the service or to distract from the service. God, have your way, all flesh be slain, God, and you be lifted up and glorified and praised. We ask it all with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Canberra. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to sing number 98 from our church hymnal. Talks about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete, the precious name of Jesus. Number 98. The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim his worthy praise. Forever. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part. Who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all earth proclaim his worthy praise forever. That name I fondly love to hear. It never fails my heart to cheer. Its music drives the falling tear. Exalts the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all earth proclaim his worthy praise forever. No word of man can ever tell. How sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, how sweet your name. Jesus. Every day the same. Jesus. Let all earth proclaim his worthy praise forever. Jesus, oh, how sweet your name. Jesus, every day the same. Let all earth proclaim his worthy praise forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's just amazing. His name is sweet. Hallelujah. And every day he is the same. At this time, we're going to have the scripture reading from Psalm 96, 1 to 13. Sister Marcia Dennison will lead us in this reading. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. 13 and last. May the Lord bless his words to our heart. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the hurt, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for that reading. Praise the Lord. A reminder that to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to invite Dr. Nadine Lindsay to come with the welcome and the announcement.
Thank you, Evangelist Bardwell. Good morning and welcome to HCC's communion service. I pray that you will all leave here today feeling blessed. Please keep Pastor Alvin Newton in your prayers and remember that he's out on medical leave until further notice, but rest assured that he is doing well. Greetings to Reverend Bardwell and to all the leaders. If they're in a first-time visitors, a warm welcome to you. Please also pray for those who are sick and shut in and for those who have lost loved ones. So hopefully by now many, if not all of you, have heard the exciting buzz that the Praise Fest is being planned for July 17, 2021. There will be a number of fundraising efforts towards that cause. One of them is a Christmas holiday dinner on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Please call today to place your orders for dinner. They're taking orders in advance so that preparations are done following strict guidelines to keep you all safe. The costs are adults $25 and children 12 and younger $10. Please check the church's website for more information regarding the numbers to call, the brochure with the menu, date, and time. Everything is posted on the HCC website. And remember to visit the HCC website also to view the calendar detailing information regarding dates and times for prayer meetings and all other upcoming activities. And please note that the men's meeting is canceled for tomorrow night. And today, I'd like to reiterate something that Sister Kanika said last week. A big thank you to Sister Angela Brown, who is indeed a true community outreach person. This lady has been collecting food throughout the entire pandemic and handing out in the community. A couple of weeks ago, she rallied a group of ACC's finest, honest, hardworking children of God, and they fed the community with boxes of sandwiches and other food items. I was there and heard from myself many people blessing the church. Thank you for standing up for Jesus, Sister Angela. Keep on doing the best you can. And thanks to all who supported her efforts. This is what it's all about. And a brief tip from the wellness team. Today I'm focusing on your mask or face coverings, you know, whatever your choice of protection is. Many times we, and I do say we because I'm guilty as well, we use our masks or face coverings to protect our chins or our necks. Brothers and sisters, the nostrils are the biggest breathing entry ground for the COVID virus, and we like to wear a mask below our nose. There's a special relationship between COVID and the small hairs in your nostrils called cilia and also the mucous membrane, and that's the lining of your inner nose. COVID lands and easily works its way down. If you're out and about, especially in an enclosed space like the supermarket or any kind of building with potential for a crowd, please always, always make sure your nose is covered. Remember, if you don't need COVID, you can never get it. Please stay your distance and cover your mouth and nose properly. If you wear glasses, wear them in those enclosed areas also, or wear your sunshades outside. Please do not grow tired of fighting for your lives. Don't be over COVID. It is not over with you. Please continue to protect yourselves and protect each other. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Lindsay. Thank you for the announcements and also for, as usual, for the tip, the very useful tip. I would just like to reemphasize our fasting service tomorrow. All the announcements are important. Some of them are a little way down. But this one is tomorrow morning. It is our annual Labor Day fast. And you know, we would normally get to church at 6. The fast will start at 6 to about 12 o'clock or 1, somewhere there. Well, this year it's different. Not different in time, because we'll be still starting at 6 at your homes. So we'll start fasting at home at 6 in the morning, and then we'll meet on the conference line at 10 to 12. So we'll end at 12 this year. So in the morning you get up, you start your fast, you start your prayer and your Bible reading and get your heart in tune. And our theme this year is be not weary in well-doing. You know, it becomes a time when some people get tired from the different happenings and the COVID and all of that, and the enemy is using this to discourage some of our people. So we are praying a special way this year for our new converts, that they remain strong in the Lord. We are praying for our brethren and friends of the church, that God would restore us, revive us, and that our weary hearts will be energized in the Holy Ghost. That is our focus for this year's fast. So please start praying tomorrow. Plan your fast so that you can be a part of it. And we meet online at 10 o'clock, 10 to 12. God bless you. Now, at this time, you're going to ask God's blessings on the offering and the tithes that you have been sending to the church. I'm going to invite our deaconess, Lorna Brown, to come at this time and to pray God's blessing on this week's tithes and offering.
Praise God, praise God. Please bow your head as we ask God's blessing upon the tithes and offering. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when we are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We are so glad that you are more than enough for us, and we can trust in you. We thank you for being our sustainer, our deliverer, our provider. We thank you, O Lord, for providing us with jobs, health, strength, and your protection. We are thankful that we were able to go out and work and to give back a part of what we have earned to you. We ask that you would bless everyone that stretched forth their hands to give toward your work. Lord, there are some who are not working right now, but you promise to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. I pray that you will make a way for them, Lord, where there seems to be no way. Bless this offering again, and may it be used to your honor and to your glory. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we'll have a special selection by our brother Preston Hewitt. He has a song to render to us. I pray that it will be a blessing to our hearts. And I also pray that he gets on, because I know he's been trying from last week. So God bless you, Brother Preston Hewitt, as you give us your selection.
Thank you. Thank you. And this morning, I just want to greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. I just hope and trust that this song I'm going to sing, that it will be a blessing to our hearts. And the first verse of the song said, empty and broken, I came to him, a vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair. He started over again, and I bless today. He didn't throw the clay away. Empty and broken, I came back to him, a vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair. He started over again. And I bless today. He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he milled me and made me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, vessel of honor I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. He's the potter, and I am the clay, molding his image. He wants me to stay. When I stumble and fall, and my vessel break, He just picks up the pieces. He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay vessel upon earth. I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. A vessel of honor, I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that beautiful song. Praise God. And we can praise God this morning because he didn't throw the clay away. You know, when we stumble and when we fall, he picks up the pieces and he mends us again. Hallelujah. And I don't think there's one person who, after you come to know the Lord, have never stumbled and never fallen. We have all stumbled, we have all fallen, but he didn't just leave us there. Oh, he picks up, as we go to him, he puts the broken pieces together because he didn't throw the clay away. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. At this time, it gives me pleasure to call on Reverend Bardwell to bring us this morning's word and also to take over the rest of the service. I just want to reemphasize what the secretary mentioned about our pastor, Pastor Newton, that he's on medical leave and that right now he's recuperating and he's doing very well. That is good news to us. Continue to pray for him. We miss him, but he needs that time. And I'm sure that pretty soon he'll be back with us. And I'm sure he's with us now listening, but he'll be back in service not long from now. Thank the Lord. So continue to pray for him. And at this time, just help me to welcome Reverend Bardwell as he takes over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to praise the Lord this morning, and good to be with you all in this service today. Let me hope that as we worship the Lord together, that we will feel his presence near us. Normally, we would be in church and all together where we could feel that greater fellowship, but not being in church and be at our homes, the Lord has made it possible through the means of electronic devices that we now have to be able to still communicate with one another and still have fellowship in this way. This is something that we should be very thankful to God for, and we should really honor the Lord because he has provided means through which we can still come together to worship him. We want to remember Pastor Newton this morning in a very special way as we worship the Lord. Normally we would have heard his voice over and over in our service, but we are happy to know that he's doing well. And we pray that the Lord will continue to heal him and allow him to have speedy recovery. As we gather together this morning to worship the Lord, I want us to turn our Bibles to St. John chapter 6. St. John chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 48 to 58. 10 verses. I begin. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and bread, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can have eternal life, and for the offer that you made us to come to this fountain and drink and eat and live forever. We pray this morning, God, that no one who hear this invitation will turn their back upon accepting you as Lord and Savior. For coming to know you means a lot. We can have fellowship with you. And we can say, what a fellowship. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. We are glad to have you this morning as our Savior. And we pray this morning, God, that as we meet together in this way to worship you, that your Spirit, Lord, will be among us and we will feel your presence. We will feel your Spirit among us, O God. Encourage our hearts, we pray, Lord, and help us, Lord, to go from strength to strength as we continue to worship you. Help us this morning to put on the character of Christ, O Lord, which is the way by which we should go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I would like us to reflect on the Lord's Supper. Since it is Lord's Supper Day, and later on we will be partaking in the Lord's Supper, I just thought that it would be a good thing for us to get a clear understanding of what Lord's Supper is all about. As we read through the passage, it would be reasonable for anyone to ask, how can we eat the flesh of Jesus Christ? And there were people in the days then who were concerned about that statement that Jesus made. Jesus had just finished feeding 5,000 people. Then he whisked himself away from among the crowd. His disciples went into a boat and set sail to Capernaum. Jesus did not enter the boat with them, but later joined them as he walked on the sea. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boat and went to Capernaum in search for Jesus. These people were following after Jesus only for one reason. Not because they love him. They were not following because they wanted something spiritual. They were following because Jesus had just fed the 5,000 people. So they searched for Christ. They were following with the wrong motive. They were following for wrong reasons. They were not sincere. Today, many people follow Christ but are not sincere about it. They join the church to get a good funeral, or they follow a friend, or maybe they love to play games. Some people join church for social benefits and even for political reasons. People join church because they feel like a lot of crowd people are there, and if they join this church, certainly the crowd will follow them. So they join church for political reasons too. Yes, the people who were following Christ were following for wrong reasons. Jesus had then to know that this was not his mission. His mission was not to be giving out fish and bread. His mission was not to set up an earthly kingdom. His priority was not food and drink. His kingdom was not one of materialism. His kingdom was not one that would give eternal life. His kingdom was one that would give eternal life. So it was not something where you just get there and eat and drink and have fun, but it's a kingdom that would give eternal life. And so Jesus declared in John 6 and verse 48, "I am the bread of life." Let me read it for you. St. John 6 and verse 48 to 51. "I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Of course, these people hearing this, these people were intelligent people, just like us today. Some people believe that the people back home were not intelligent and they were backward and so. No, that was not the case. These people were civilized people and they were intelligent people. So when they heard something like this, you can just imagine how disturbed they were. And they may be thinking, does Jesus think we are cannibals? They might have said to themselves, maybe Jesus is out of his mind to be saying that he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood, we are not cannibals. That's a hard saying. They did not understand the symbolic terms in which Jesus was speaking. They did not understand that Jesus was speaking of the life-giving stream of his word. They did not understand that Jesus was speaking of the energy that emanates from God's word to them. They did not understand the importance of feeding at God's table and feasting on God's word. They did not understand that. For them, it was eating his literal flesh and drinking his literal blood. That was hard to be understood. They ask, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? But Jesus emphasized the point even more. In verse 53 to 56, let me read. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Let me explain something. You see, sometimes we come across words in the Bible like eateth and drinketh. And these words sometimes sort of throw us off because we do not truly get the full sense of what the Bible is actually saying. So I'm going to reread that verse. I'm going to put my own translation to the word eateth to make it a little clearer for us. Listen to how I translate it. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso continues to eat my flesh and continues to drink my blood. You see, the word eateth is a present continuous tense. And so drinketh is a present continuous tense. When we see E-T-H or word, normally it's present continuous. So I prefer to say, whoso continues to eat my flesh and who continues to drink my blood, that person will have life, everlasting life. And I, Jesus said, will raise him up on the last day. Many people reference this passage to the Lord's Supper. Some churches claim that the bread and the wine becomes the actual blood and body of Christ after it is blessed by the priest. This is called the doctrine of transubstantiation. So for those people who are Bible scholars, you may want to look up transubstantiation because, you know, it's a doctrine out there that those people who, when you take the Lord's Supper and the priest bless it and hand out the bread and the wine, then it becomes the actual body and blood of Christ. It's not a bad way to look at it. Others believe that the bread and the wine is a representation of the flesh and blood. Whatever we believe does not change the fact that the blood, that the Lord's Supper must be treated with great reverence and care. it does not change the meaning of what the supper means to a Christian church. It is not an ordinary meal. It is not an ordinary plate of food to fill our stomach. The Lord's Supper puts us in memory of what our Savior had done for us. It should put us in memory of the atoning blood that was shed for us. It should put us in memory of the suffering and death of Christ on the cross, his side was pierced, his blood was shed, his flesh was torn for you and for me. Therefore, we should take the supper meaningful. Put ourselves in the mental framework of having Christ in our presence and his word effectively penetrating our lives. We should take the supper to express our commitment to the union in the body of Christ. We should take it to confirm our binding agreement with our Savior. Each time we take the Lord's Supper, we are commemorating what Christ has done for us on the cross. Jesus revealed to his disciples that the true meaning of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Many of his followers did not understand what Jesus meant and turned from following him. They did not understand the true meaning of eating Jesus' flesh and drinking his blood. They murmured among themselves. But Jesus emphasized the point. In verse 56, we see where Jesus said, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I have by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he that liveth by me. This is that bread which cometh down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this flesh shall live forever." Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus turned to the 12 disciples who were left with him and said, "Will you also go?" But Simon Peter looked at Jesus and said, "To whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life." So we see there that Simon Peter, he displayed the true character of a true believer. He was not following for fish and bread. He was not following for material things. He was following for the right reason. He was following for spiritual things. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus was with the 12 at the feast on the Passover. Jesus explains to the disciples what the bread and the wine he was giving them at the time represents. It represents a new binding agreement. It is the New Testament in my blood, he said. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Those were the actual words of Jesus. This cup of wine that you are drinking today confirmed the new binding agreement that my body is given for you and my blood is shed for you. We are in a new binding agreement with our Lord, an agreement to be faithful and true, an agreement to put on the character of Christ and to put out of our lives anything that is not consistent with the character of Christ. If you are not sincere, then you are taking on the Lord's Supper for the wrong reasons. You are taking it unworthily. St. Paul speaks to the Corinthians' brethren and said, "Let a man therefore examine himself." Today, let us examine ourselves. Are we committed to the cause of Christ? Are we living by the word of God? Are we, or are we pretenders in the faith? If we are pretenders, then we are taking the cup unworthily. But if we are sincere and we are true to the cause of Christ, we know that we are taking the supper worthily. If we are sincere, the Lord's Supper bears its true meaning. If we are indeed united with Christ in his suffering and death on the cross, we should have died, we should have been crucified. But Jesus, God's Son, took our place. It is in this framework that Paul said, "For whenever we eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The sincere believer acknowledge and appreciate God's forgiveness. He lives in God's forgiveness. He absorbs the words of God as though we are eating his flesh and drinking his blood. St. John said, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, I will raise him up on the last day. He who continues to eat my flesh and he who continues to drink my blood, I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus made it clear. He did not leave us in dark as to what eating or drinking his flesh and blood means. If you look in verse 63, there he said, this is what Jesus meant. "The flesh profit nothing." He was not speaking of physical flesh. Verse 63 reads, "It is the spirit that's quickeneth us. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So we see there that Jesus was saying here, his flesh did not profit anything. It's not a literal flesh I'm talking about. But the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the intake of his word that is the true flesh and blood. The intake of his word will change our behavior and build our integrity. The intake of the word of his words is the flesh that we should eat and the blood that we should drink. It will make us do the right thing. So this is what we should eat and what we should drink. The intake of his word. The intake of his word will clean us from all wrongdoings. The intake of his words will sanctify us and fill us with his Holy Spirit. Yes, the intake of his word. The bread and the wine can only become meaningful when we obey his words. The bread and the wine can only become meaningful when we put on the character of Christ. The Lord's Supper comes with a promise. He who eats my flesh and he who drinks my blood, I will raise him up on the last day. The Lord's Supper does not only remind us of his death, but it ushers us into the glorious hope of the resurrection. There is a day coming when we will be reunited with Christ in his glory. The Lord's Supper brings us into a strong bond with Christ and our heavenly connection. Jesus said, "He who eats, hears my word, and believes on him that sent me, hath eternal life." If you hear and hearken to God's words, he will have eternal life. Faithful followers of Christ will have eternal life. It is God's reward for obeying him. A day will come when we will be free from the worries and hustle and bustle. A day will come when we will wear the crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give us on that day. The Lord's Supper comes with a promise. The promise is true. He who eats my flesh and drink my blood, I will raise him up on the last day. The promise of eternal life is embodied in the Lord's Supper. Each time we take the Lord's Supper, let us remember that Jesus is coming again. Each time we take the Lord's Supper, let us remember that we are saints. He is coming for the saints. Each time we take the Lord's Supper, let us remember he is coming for us as true believers. Each time we take the Lord's Supper, let us remember he is coming for those who truly eat his flesh and drink his blood. Those who eat the bread as not bread. Those who drink the blood as not blood, but we drink, eat his flesh as we eat his bread as though we are eating the body of Christ, and we drink the blood, the wine, as though we are drinking the blood of Christ. This is how it has meaning to us. The Lord's Supper has its meaning to those who are truly true believers. So if we are true believers this morning, if we are faithful, if we are committed, if the Word of God affects our lives and changes our character, we are true believers. We are living by his word. The Lord's Supper has all its meaning to us. But if we do as we like and as we please, and then we come and take the Lord's Supper, it has no bearing, no meaning to us. It is not the Lord's Supper. This morning, the real Lord's Supper is not in the physical bread and the physical wine, but it is in the way we live and absorb the Word of God. It is the way the Word of God changes us. It is how the Word of God affects our behavior and our character and our integrity. The real eating the word of the Lord, the really eating of his flesh and drinking his blood, is changing of our character through the words of the Lord. And so, this morning, there is power in the word. There is power in the blood and body of Christ. The songwriter put the lines and said, there is wonder-working power in the blood, power to free us from the burden of sin, power to give us victory over sin, power to remove our passion and pride, power to make us clean and make us pure within, power to bring us back to life. Yes, Jesus said, he who continues to eat my flesh and continues to drink my blood, I will raise him up on that last day. Loved ones today, may we truly take in the words of the Lord so that our character, our integrity, our behavior is changed. Only then, and only then, that we are truly eating and drinking of the blood and body of Christ. May God bless you. Let us pray. Father, I pray this morning that you'll help us as believers to be committed and to be sincere in what we do. For we understand this morning is not doing any and everything, and then we come and claim that we are taking the supper. That has no meaning and no bearing on us. But this morning, Lord, if we come as faithful and true believers, where your word affects our character, change our behavior, change our life, give us a new way of living, a new way of thinking, cleanse us and purify us, then we know, Lord, that we are truly taking the supper of the Lord. Help us this morning as believers to take your supper this morning as true saints of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we are about to take the Lord's Supper, I'm going to try, I'm not a singer, but I'm going to try to sing a verse of a song or two verses from the songbook, Redemption Songbook. And as I sing these two verses, I'm going to ask you to prepare yourself for the Lord's Supper. Prepare yourself prayerfully. Make sure you're at a very quiet place. Make sure you have your bread and your wine ready for the supper. So I'll be singing a verse of two verses of a song while we do that. This redemption song is from 561. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and be told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by thy power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to my precious bleeding side. I do another verse. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour, that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Let us pray. We acknowledge you, O Lord, this morning. We acknowledge your presence with us. Please bless us, O God, we pray. And bless this meal that we are about to partake of. As we share in the Lord's Supper this morning, we pray, God, that this supper will be meaningful to us. We'll take it with all its true meaning and all its true values to our hearts. May you give us strength and purify our souls. Through your words, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And when the hour was come that the Lord should be betrayed, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, I desire to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. I will not eat this meal with you again until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave them thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take the bread at this time. I'm going to ask you to take your bread, and I want you to eat your bread at this time. This do in remembrance of me. Please, at this time, eat your bread. Also, in the same manner, he took the cup. After they had eaten the bread, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Please, take your drink at this time and drink your wine. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus said, he who continues to eat my flesh and continues to drink my blood, I shall raise him up on the last day. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Let us pray. Father in heaven, purify us today through your words and through your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Help us to accept your blood and your body this morning, as though, Lord, you were right here with us. We pray, O God, this morning that as we partake of the Lord's Supper, you will strengthen us, heal our bodies, and keep us strong in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Help us remain faithful and true to you, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to serve you as saints of God and to trust you in all our ways. Guide our thoughts, guide our mind, guide our actions, we pray, Lord, and lead us into all spiritual truth. Take us through your words and help us, Lord, to be firm in the faith, that if you should put in your appearance at any time, we'll be ready to be with you in glory. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for sharing in the Lord's Supper this morning. Go in peace, and may God richly bless you. May he fill your heart with joy and with gladness as you continue to worship him as the years go by. Now I pronounce the doxology. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God bless you, loved ones. Have a blessed morning. Greet your whole soul. Greet one another where you can, and continue to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God bless you.